and 11, so they're not feeling too bad about their season right now, but they'd love to turn it around as that pitch misses high and tight to bring it 3-1. Traverse City is in a three-way tie for third place in the Great Lakes East at 10-11. 3-1 count is fouled back to bring it full. 3-2. And a potentially inning-ending double play is in order here, but no runner on third that you're really worried about coming home to score. So you've got plenty of ways that you can record these outs. Jones fires on the 3-2. It misses inside, and that's the third walk of the game for Jeremy Jones as he now puts runners on first and second with only one out in the top of the second. Worth noting that the Rafters have some action down in their bullpen right now. Not anyone throwing, but looks like we might be getting a new pitcher into the game at some point. And so the first pitch here to Aaron Piasecki misses for ball number one. Piasecki, the leadoff man in the order, misses his second plate appearance of the game. The left-handed hitting right fielder has runners on first and second. Pitch on the way home, and this one is hit hard off of his foot back to the mound. And, well, the count rolls to 1-1. So a 1-1 count with one away and runners on first and second in the top of the second inning. Jeremy Jones looking to retire Piasecki. That was his first out of the game. It was a 6-3 ground out back in the first inning. Grady Mee on deck. The 1-1 count is in there on the outside edge to bring it 1-2. Tristan Krusenberry, the man warming up in the Rafters bullpen. Manny Silva over there kind of making sure he's in the right mindset. It's a 1-2 count. On the way home, this one is a fly ball towards center field. On the run, Miro, and he's there to make the catch. He'll try and throw it to third, and a great throw from Miro. Man, Miro has an arm from center field and keeps the runner at second base. They did their scouting report. They said, man, that guy's got an arm. He had an incredible play to keep the game tied back in the 10th inning yesterday night. Nailed a runner at home plate. That was the zombie runner at that point. It was the second out of the inning and kept the runner at second base as well. So obviously they've got that in their mind. Broken bat towards the right side of the infield. Picked up at second base. Ruiz off balance throw to first is in time for out number three. So the Rafters do not allow a run there. No runs on the one hit. No errors. And two runners left on base. It's 2-0 Pit Spitters heading into the bottom of the second here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats: family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfect fit.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Matt Inocco, the leadoff man for the Rafters, and well, he was our pregame guest of the show yesterday.
Tony Torres was our pregame guest of the show today. Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas.
Bring you back into the game here and on WFHR. Thanks for tuning in. It's the bottom of the second inning, 2-0 Traverse City, and the first pitch on the way home. It misses high and inside to Akko to bring it 1-0. And Akko, the right-handed hitting first baseman, he'll be followed by Hiroto Kobayashi and Jack Guerrero. That's who's due up this inning for the Rafters. 1-0 count is on the inside edge to bring it 1-1. Akko entered this series batting .382 with a .988 OPS. And he had just been on a roll, still is on a roll, had a not bad game earlier as the 1-1 count is a swing and a miss to bring it 1-2. And looking back to that first inning, I was talking about it through the inning, but the Rafters really worked the count a little bit better. They saw 22 pitches in the first inning, and you don't need that from every batter. You just need it from some of them as a grounder over to third is off the glove of the third baseman, Sertan, and into left center field, picked up by the left fielder, Cole Prout, and a leadoff base runner aboard on the E5. As it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a runner on first base and nobody out in the bottom of the second. And Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder, looking to come up big here, and had a chance to talk to him a little bit pregame. The first pitch here is a swing and a miss to bring the count 0-1. Kind of just joking around with him. He was having a good time getting into the game and batting practice, and you know, you always see him locked in. You know, he's ready to go at the games as his earbuds in as this pitch misses inside to bring it 1-1, and he's very, very nice, but a quiet guy, but kind of opened up a little bit earlier when we were having a little bit of fun at batting practice. He had a couple swings left-handed, bringing him back to his high school days as that pitch misses outside to bring it 1-2, and just wanted to kind of get into the free mindset for this game, and one of the things is just finding that flow that he likes and staying calm at the plate. So important to him. 1-2 count with the runner on first and nobody out. Swings and misses at this pitch, though, and that's strike number three. Brings up Jack Guerrero with one out and a runner on first base. And Guerrero, the left-handed hitting third baseman for the Rafters, Kobayashi, he's on his way back to the dugout, but stopped for a second to talk to Royce Clayton Jr., talking about something that he's seeing out there. That's one of the big things about hitting later in the lineups is you get to see the starting pitcher more and more, and all of your teammates are saying different things that you get to learn about it. Swing and a miss from Jack Guerrero here brings the count 0-1. Well, obviously, you look at the better hitters at the top of your lineup. Well, sometimes it doesn't hurt to have them a little bit lower. Matt Inocco, a great hitter. He's batting sixth in the lineup. Over on first base, he's getting a lead and takes off, but it's fouled away by Guerrero to bring the count 0-2. So Akko was trying to steal second, but instead he'll jog on back to first base. One away in the bottom of the second inning. It's a 2-0 Traverse City lead here from Witter Field. The Rafters looking to make a comeback in the standings as they currently are tied for fifth place in the subdivision of the Great Lakes West. Pitch on the way to Guerrero is called strike number three. That's three pitches, three strikes on Guerrero, and that's out number two here in the second inning. Brings up the fourth man of the inning, Royce Clayton Jr., right-handed hitting left fielder with a runner on first base, two outs in the bottom of the second. After still searching for that first run of the game after the pit spitter scored both of theirs in the top of the first inning. A pickoff attempt back to first base keeps Matt Inocco on there, and that was a very slow pickoff move on the mound from Jack Griffiths. Clayton Jr. He's trying to get back into his flow after his hamstring injury kept him sidelined for a few games. As he's really struggled out the gates coming back. This one fouled high and down that right field line out of play to bring it 0-1. But, you know, you look at the swing that he has, and it's a pure swing. Hoping to find more of his early season success here. Clayton, another guy that I had a chance to talk to before the earlier game and was talking about preparing for this one. He was working with Ziggy and Eric Robles about, hey, what do I need to do to get better here? Is the 0-1 count is a swing and a miss, and that one was high above the zone to bring it 0-2, and it's pitches like that that he said that he struggled with a little bit. He's been chasing a little bit more than he's been hoping for. And that pitch an example of it, but looking to pull back on that. He's got an 0-2 count with two away and the runner on first. It's high for ball number one. And so there he shows off the discipline and the vision, making sure that he's holding back on those kind of swings. Because to him, it's not as much about making good contact with the baseball. He feels like he's been doing a relatively good job of that. 1-2 count, check swing. Runner goes down to second. He's safe there, but the check swing he went around on would have been a stolen base, but instead it's a swinging strikeout. Three in a row for Jack Griffiths, and he strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left on base. It's 2-0 Traverse City. Into the third we go here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Okay, what do we need to do to turn around the luck for the Rafters right now? Do I need to turn my headset around, put my mic on the right side? Should I bring on a color commentator? Should I do something different? I don't know. I don't really have a rally cap that I can wear. Maybe I'll turn my phone around the other way and flip the pages in my scorebook. That's what we'll do. Rafters need to get a rally going. It's the top of the third inning. They're down 2-0 against the Traverse City Pit Spitters as the first pitch to Brandon Sanchez is taken away for ball number one. Sanchez, Roseman, and Prout are due up. That's the 3-4-5 batters in the order as a breaking ball misses low to bring it 2-0 for the right-handed hitting shortstop. Sanchez drew a walk back in the first inning. That was his only plate appearance so far today. Well, I should say this game, not today, as that pitch misses inside to bring it 3-0. Earlier in last game, Sanchez did get to see a plate appearance. He had 7 plate appearances across that first game of the 2-game series. This pitch in there for strike number one brings the count 3-1 to Sanchez. Leadoff man in the top of the third inning. Trying to represent a base runner, and a swing and a foul ball gets back to the backstop. And a 3-2 count to Sanchez. So Jones able to work back from down 3-0 in the count. Sanchez, a dangerous batter. He went 2-for-4 in the earlier game with 3 walks across both today and yesterday. 3-2 count coming. It misses low for ball number 4. And another walk, as that's the 4th of the game and 5th if you include the hit-by-pitch of Grady Mee. And so a leadoff runner aboard for the first time this game for the Pitt Spitters. Sanchez on first base. He's walked both times this game. And it brings up Brett Roseman to the plate with nobody out and a runner on first. First pitch to him is ripped into left field. It's dropping, and it gets down in front of Clayton for a no-out single. Back-to-back base runners reach for the Pitt Spitters as Roseman goes to first and Sanchez goes to second. Still nobody out, and Mike Spears will take a trip to the mound to check on his pitcher as Jeremy Jones, in his first appearance for the Rafters, entered this inning with 39 pitches. He's up to 46 now after he's thrown 7 in the third inning. And he's still got a little bit of gas left in the tank. However, he has got to make sure that he's got his stuff right here. He's allowed 2 runs across 2 innings. That's not a bad start to the game. Certainly a start that can be one brought into the later innings of the game, especially because he kept his pitch count low. You know, when I look at a pitcher and I'm looking for you to have a successful start, you know, I'm looking at 20 pitches per inning. I'm looking at trying to go 5. First pitch on the way. It misses low for ball number 1 to Cole Prout. Prout up at the plate. And a lot of times you might not make it back out for that 5th inning if you've allowed 2 runs over 4 innings on 80 pitches. But that's not a bad start. 1-0 count with runners on first and second. This pitch misses outside to bring it 2-0. But in order to do that, Jones has got to start finding his spots. On first base, Brett Roseman. On second, Brandon Sanchez. It's a 2-0 count with nobody out in the top of the third inning. Traverse City already up 2-0. Pitch on the way home. He shows a bunt. It's down the third baseline, but foul. Rolls off towards the Rafters dugout as it rolls 2-1. On deck, Adam Broski, who's already got a hit in this game after he had a pretty good game earlier and went 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs. He led the team in RBIs in the first game of this series. A 2-1 count on the way to Prout. Pitch from Jones is a swing and a foul ball as it goes 2-2. Prout, the left-handed hitting left fielder for the Pitt Spitters, comes up with the 2-2 count and still nobody out. The Rafters, though, would love to turn 2 here. Runners on first and second. Pitch comes inside and it hits him. Second hit by pitch of the game, and that loads the bases with nobody out in the top of the third. And watch out here, and it looks like that is going to do it for Jeremy Jones's night as he is going to be pulled from the game. Ziggy coming out of the dugout, and we will be seeing a new pitcher onto the mound for the Rafters. And with that, we are also going to hit a quick break here as we are into the third inning and already a pitching change for the Rafters. We'll return with more as that's Tristan Krusenberry coming into the game on WFHR Wisconsin Rap.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money. or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Tristan Krusenberry taking the mound for the Raptors here, hoping to have a good outing and get back into the game as the Raptors find themselves down 2-0. It's the bases loaded in the top of the third inning. Nobody out here, and a real problem for the Raptors, who are really hoping to get back into this one. They've been on a 5-game losing streak. They're hoping it doesn't roll to 6 games, as they are really struggling to find the wins right now. And it's not because they've been getting blown out. They've been close games. They went to 12 innings and had multiple opportunities, but just couldn't win them close. And so now it feels like you just got to stay in the game at this point in time. Krusenberry takes over for Jeremy Jones after his first outing is over with. And Krusenberry, hoping for a better appearance than his last time out, where he really struggled. First pitch is fouled back by Adam Broski to bring the count 0-1. And Krusenberry, the right-hander from Campbellsville University, it's his second season on the Raptors. He's already appeared in 5 games this season. He's got an 0-2 record. Runners on first, second, and third with nobody out in the top of the third inning. 2-0 Traverse City. Pitch coming home. It's a pop-up. All of this was big, needed, over towards third base. And there is Guerrero, who makes the catch for out number one. And now a double play could end the inning and keep him without scoring a run. And a couple of different options to get out of this inning scoreless still. And that, obviously, the goal. Krusenberry, his last time out, was at Wausau in that game that was a 21-7 loss over 4.5 innings. First pitch from Krusenberry is up high for ball number one. In that game, he allowed 6 runs to score. 5 of them were earned over 1 2/3 pitched. He allowed 6 hits, had 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. On the season, his ERA inflated super highly because of that, as this one is fouled straight back to bring it 1-1. Brooks Sartain at the plate, left-handed hitting third baseman for the Pitts Bitters. It's a lefty-righty matchup with the bases loaded and one away. Trying to keep it a 2-run game, Krusenberry looks over to third base where the runner is a little bit ahead, and he gets a big swing and a miss here from Sartain. Count rolls to 1-2. And on the season, I mentioned it, an inflated ERA because of that appearance. It's up to 9.24. But you take out that one, and it wasn't too bad of a start to the season for him. He was coming off a 3-inning pitch performance against Royal Oak, as this pitch is a little high for ball number two, a 2-2 count. So his last couple of appearances prior to that had been pretty good. He's allowed a few unearned runs to score as well. He's allowed at least 1 unearned run in each of his last 4 appearances. 2-2 count coming in. This one's a high fly ball towards right field. Kobayashi is there, takes a couple steps in now, finds the ball out of the air. He'll make the catch, throw it in to second base, and goes all the way back to third where Guerrero was standing. He charges in, makes the play, but a run does come home to score. It's a sacrifice fly from Sartain. And it brings up a 3-0 lead for the 8th batter in the order, Colton Roquemore. RBI for Sartain as he remains 0-for-1 in the game. Cole Prout stays on first. Brett Roseman advances to third. And Brandon Sanchez came home to score. 2 away, runners on the corners in the top of the third inning. 3-0 Traverse City. It's a lefty-righty matchup. As the pitch from Crusenberry comes home, it's in there for a strike, and Costin does not throw down to second on the takeoff from Cole Prout. He's over to second on defensive indifference. Didn't want to throw down after the Rafters have had a couple of times with runners on the corners. They throw down to second, and the runner from third comes home to score. It's an 0-1 count for Roquemore. Make it 0-2 on a swing and a miss. Hefty swing there, and Roquemore, left-handed hitting first baseman, he is 1-for-1 in the game. He singled back in the second inning with one out. But he's got an 0-2 count now with two runners in scoring position. They're on second and third with two away, and the 0-2 count coming home. It is on the inside edge, called strike number three. Got him looking, and there we go out of the third inning. Not a bad inning from Tristan Crusenberry, although he does allow one of the inherited runners to score. One run on one hit. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. It's 3-0 heading into the bottom of the third here on WFHR Wisconsin.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Okay, Jack Griffiths back out on the mound, and the fans are loving it out here as the Rafters faithful have come out on a beautiful Tuesday night. Start of the game, it was 78 degrees and mostly sunny. It's started dipping a little bit, but it's still a very warm evening. Well, not very warm. It's a nice evening, 76 degrees, mostly sunny. Sun is starting to set behind the stadium, so almost everyone in the shade. The shadows creeping out towards the edge of the infield as the first pitch to Noah Ruiz is taken for ball number one. Noah Ruiz starts off the third inning. It'll be Ruiz, Onyade, and Miro due up this inning to take on Jack Griffiths. Righty-righty matchup down the third base line. It's fouled towards Ziggy as he makes the swinging motion as he lets it pass on by him towards the Rafters bullpen. 1-1 count, and Ruiz, the right-handed hitting second baseman, the 1-2-3 batters in the order due up this inning. 1-1 count, gets a swing and a miss to bring it 1-2, and Ruiz, he really struggled last game, went 0-for-6 from the plate, and in that game, he had one strikeout, and so far today, he was hit by a pitch on a full count. 1-2 count, misses away for ball number two, a 2-2 count, and this is why you like Ruiz in the leadoff spot. It's because he works the counts. And he's done such a good job of doing so all season long. 2-2 count on the way. It's fouled back, so he stays alive. And not just that, but Ruiz has been very good at getting on base as well. And entering the series, I mean, he was really good. Was batting 328 with a 1030 OPS. Pitch on the way to Ruiz. Misses high for ball number three. And the count is full yet again. He'll see a seventh pitch of the plate appearance here. And Jack Griffiths nearing that 50-pitch marker. That's what you want to see in the third inning. The 3-2 count misses low, and Ruiz is aboard for the second time today. So Noah Ruiz getting back on the base paths, and it's a leadoff base runner for the Rafters in the bottom of the third inning. They're down 3-0 to Traverse City, and it brings up Mason Oñate with that runner on first. Ruiz has shown the ability to take off for extra bases. As you look at him this season on the stolen bases, he had entered this series with 6 of them. Stole second 4 of those 6 times, as this one's a grounder towards the right side of the infield. Picked up at second, flip on back to short, is in there to get the lead runner out. It's a fielder's choice as it goes 4-6. Oñate is over there at first base. He reaches safely, and it brings up Gunnar Myro with Mason Oñate on first base and one out in the bottom of the third inning. And Myro has been on a bit of a hot streak, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. Had a very good first game of the series. Pitch coming home, he swings and misses. Big swing from Myro. He was trying to send that one deep. Got that runner on first base. It's an 0-1 count. Jack Griffiths has been really shutting the Rafters down early on, but that first inning, they were able to get a couple. A couple of errors here have been 2 of the 3 base runners, as that pitch going back to first base instead of going towards the plate, so no pitch. Ruiz back in plenty of time, an 0-1 count on the way. It's an off-speed hit over to third base. Could be 2. 5-4, back on to first for out number 3. So 5-4-3 double play, and that does it for the third inning. So the Rafters can't make anything happen as they get a leadoff base runner, but they once again, they can't do any damage. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's 3-0 heading into the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Tristan Crusenberry looked pretty good in the third inning, and we'll see if he can cruise in to another strong inning in the fourth. Top of the fourth here, and the Rafters down 3-0 on the scoreboard. He will come into play with the bases empty this time and nobody out. He relieved Jeremy Jones back in the third inning after Jones loaded the bases with nobody out. Only one of those runners came across to score, so a relatively strong defensive inning from the Rafters. As Jeremy Jones's line is final now. He went 2 innings pitch, allowed 3 runs. All 3 were earned on 3 hits and 4 walks. Also had 2 hit batters. He had 0 strikeouts, no wild pitches. Faced 14 total batters on 51 pitches. First one here to the left-handed hitting center fielder, Alfredo Velasquez, is fouled away towards the Rafters dugout, brings the count 0-1. And an 0-1 count on the way to Velasquez, who entered this series batting 286. That pitch misses high to bring it 1-1. And Velasquez, his second plate appearance here, it'll be the 9-1-2 batters due up this inning for Traverse City. 1-1 count on the way home. It is low for ball number two, a 2-1 count. And Velasquez drew a walk back in the second. That was his only plate appearance so far. 2-1 count, nobody on, nobody out, as this pitch misses outside to bring it 3-1. So on deck, Aaron Piasecki in the hole, Grady Mee. Those are the batters who are due up for Traverse City. Rosenberry went 3-up, 3-down when he came into the game, although one of them was a sack fly. A swing and a miss here from Velasquez brings the count full. And back at home here, Rosenberry really did not pitch well in the game back at Wausau, but that can go down a lot to coming into the game in a bad situation, as this pitch misses inside for ball number four and puts that runner on first base. And well, not only was it a bad situation, but I mean, it was pouring rain over in Wausau, and it was just trying to get enough of the game in before it had to be called due to the rain. And so Rosenberry did struggle a little bit with the location in that one. But not only that, I mean, Wausau's batters, they could just hit everything. Runner on first base with nobody out. First pitch to the first batter in the order, Aaron Piasecki, is called a ball a little bit inside to bring the count 1-0. And Piasecki, he was hot last game for the pit spitters, but he's 0-2 in this game, as that pitch is in there for a strike, brings it even 1-1. And the runner on first, Velasquez, certainly a speedy guy. He was used as a pinch runner earlier in last game and hoped to bring home a run, as this is a pickoff attempt back to first and the tag applied, but not in time. At first dive by Velasquez back in. And well, he's been on first base a couple of times this game, Velasquez. Piasecki still looking to reach for the first time. Flew out to center field back in the second inning. The 1-1 count, a fly ball towards left field. It's dropping down the line, and it just reaches a flare down the left field line, gets in front of Royce Clayton Jr., and it's a base hit. Back-to-back base runners aboard here in the fourth inning, as Alfredo Velasquez goes from first to second, and Aaron Piasecki over to first. The runners on first and second with nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. Still a 3-0 Traverse City lead here at Witter Field. The Rafters looking for their first home win since June 4th. Been almost 2 weeks since their last home win. First pitch here, it's fouled off of the plate and bounces back to bring the count 0-1. Grady Mee, the left-handed hitting designated hitter. He's 0-1 in the game. He grounded out 4-3 to end the second inning, but was hit by a pitch in the first. 0-1 count. The first baseman, Akko, is pushed far in. 0-1 count. It misses inside to bring it 1-1. And Mee, he did come around to score in the first inning. That was in part thanks to a stolen base that he had. Stole second off of Jeremy Jones. Moved to third on Prout's walk and scored on Broski's RBI. As this one's hit back to the mound, barehanded. The throw back to first, not in time. Rosenberry couldn't quite make the play. Tried to take it conservatively to make sure that he had the throw on point. And he did have a good throw, but it just wasn't in time. Great running from Grady Mee, and the bases are loaded. That's going to go in as an infield single for Grady Mee, as Aaron Piasecki goes from first to second. And Alfredo Velasquez goes to third base. They are loaded with nobody out as this pitch is hit high in the air towards center field. Miro is there, taking a couple steps back. This one is going to be tough to get him, but he'll throw to third instead, cut off by Oñate. And a run does score. It's 4-0 Traverse City in the top of the fourth. Sacrifice fly from Brandon Sanchez. It's his first RBI of the game. And it brings up Brett Roseman with runners on first and second. On first, Piasecki on second. And Velasquez came home to score. So Roseman up at the plate now, a right-handed hitting right fielder. Pitch on the way home is a little low to bring it 1-0. Roseman is 1-for-2 in the game. He singled his last time up. 1-0 count is a little outside to bring it 2-0. So a 2-0 count with one out in the top of the fourth inning. It's a 4-0 Pitt Spitters lead. Krusenberry still on the mound. It's a righty-righty matchup. Pitch on the way to Roseman, misses high. He was showing bunt, but it rolls the count 3-0. And Roseman has been first pitch swinging both of his last two times. He flew out to right field in the first inning. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, he had the single in the third. 3-0 count with a runner in scoring position, and this pitch is outside for ball number four, and it loads the bases yet again against Tristan Krusenberry. That's his second walk of the game as things have kind of compounded in the fourth. Rafter is going to have to get that bullpen warming up again, and they open the door, and it looks like Espen Simpson will be stepping out there, and Brady Mee is now over at second base, and Aaron Piasecki is at third. First pitch here to Cole Prout is in there for a swinging or a called strike to bring the count 0-1. Cole Prout, left-handed hitting left fielder from Central Michigan University, entered the series batting 143. He's got a big opportunity here as that pitch misses away, brings the count back even at 1-1, and the Rafters really just trying to get any sense of momentum right now. They have dropped five games in a row. They're down 4-0 in the top of the fourth, and they've got the bases loaded with one out as this pitch misses away to Prout to bring it 2-1. Rafters offense has been shut down by Jack Griffiths. A 2-1 count on the way. It misses high for ball number three. And the thing about the Rafters offense is that they have had just two base runners reach, not on an error. And both of those were Noah Ruiz on a hit by pitch and a walk. As this pitch misses low for ball number four, and it walks home a run. RBI for Cole Prout. It's 5-0 Traverse City in the top of the fourth inning. Rafters in some trouble, and a mound visit here from Mike Spears as he'll try and keep Krusenberry in as long as he can. The Rafters used up a lot of their pitchers in the game yesterday and today. Of course, this is the second of a doubleheader, second game of one, and this one a full nine innings. The doubleheader was a continuation of yesterday night's game, which was suspended entering the 11th inning. So we played a full 11th inning and a full 12th inning here at Witter Field. And so that meant that the Rafters already used a couple of pitchers today. They had a couple of pitchers yesterday, and in total, they have seen 11 different pitchers take the mound between today and yesterday. They have 16 pitchers listed on their roster as well. Bases loaded with one out, and Krusenberry coming on home. This one is a pop-up right side of the infield. Matanako trailing in foul territory. He will make the catch over towards the first base coach's box, and That's out number two, a big one. Adam Broski goes down, and the game remains 5-0 in the top of the fourth inning. A two-run fourth inning, a one-run third inning, and a two-run first inning for Traverse City. That's the scoring so far. Two outs, bases loaded as Brooks Sartain steps up to the plate. Sartain, the left-handed batter, takes the first pitch away for ball number one, moves the count 1-0. And Sartain, he is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sac fly RBI from the third inning, but grounded out 1-3 in the second. 1-0 count on the way. It is right down the middle for strike number one. Brings the count 1-1. And Colton Roquemore is on deck, looking to get a plate appearance here. He would be the ninth batter of the inning. As Krusenberry looks to bring it home, it's on the inside edge and can't get the call there as it misses for ball number two. Brings it 2-1. And Sartain really struggled this season. He entered the series batting 176. This one's hit towards center field on the run. Miro, he's back towards the warning track and stops, slows down, makes the catch for out number three. So two runs of damage come across on the two hits. There were no errors, and there were three left on base. It's 5-0 Traverse City. Into the bottom of the fourth we go here on WFHR Wisconsin Rap.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It's a 5-0 game in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Rafters helping to get rolling along here. And, well, it has not been the greatest of runs for the Rafters, but they've always got a chance to turn it around, and they're going to be looking for Eric Parker to get that started. He had a big RBI double in the extra innings of the game earlier today. It was in the bottom of the 12th inning with two outs. He had the RBI double ultimately. Didn't end up causing any damage to Traverse City outside of the one run, as they would win by four. The first pitch to him, missing inside for ball number one. And Parker flew out to left field on the first pitch he saw in the first inning. 1-0 count here is taken a little low to bring the count 2-0. Austin is on deck. And Maninaco due up in the hole. The 4-5-6 batters in the order for the Rafters. They went 3-up, 3-down in the third inning. 2-0 count from Griffiths is a little inside to bring the count 3-0. A righty-righty matchup. Jack Griffiths, he has been dealing through three innings. First pitch on the fourth pitch on the way, misses a little low for ball number four, and that is the first walk of the game for the fourth inning for the Rafters. And Eric Parker aboard, a leadoff man for the Rafters. They've had the leadoff man aboard in all four innings now, but still yet to score a run. So they're doing things right, but they're just not able to advance those runners right now. That's a big problem. Pickoff attempt back to first base, and Eric Parker slides back in head first. He's back in plenty of time. It's 5-0, bottom of the fourth inning. Jack Griffiths. He's on the mound for the pit spitters, and a check swing from Pat Costin. Did he go? No, he didn't. Checking down to the third base umpire, who's standing over by second base now. It's a 1-0 count, and five straight balls from Jack Griffiths. Pat Costin, he's getting back into the lineup here. Runner on first is taking off. Swing and a miss from Costin. The throw on down to try and take Parker. It gets away into center field. So Parker is steaming for third base. The throw comes in. It's on the money, but Parker slides in head first. He's safe. So a 1-1 count as Parker steals second, then advances to third on the error. It's the third error of the game. No, actually, that's the second error of the game. It looks like we had a scoring change. Back in the first inning, I would assume, is the one that was changed. I'll go back and double-check this. As, yeah, they did change that one back to a single. So it would have been a no-hitter going, and that's why I wasn't saying anything, as here's a swing and a miss from Pat Costin to make it 1-2. But they did have a scoring change back in the first inning. Mason Onyade did pick up a single. So 1-2 count to Pat Costin. With the runner on third base and nobody out. He's got to send him home. This one is popped straight foul back out of play. And that was initially marked an error in the first inning. And if that stayed an error, would have been the third error of the game right there on the throw down to second. Instead, it's error number two. The 1-2 count misses outside to bring it 2-2. And if that also did stay an error, it would have still been a no-hitter here into the fourth inning for Jack Griffiths. That's how dominant he's been. 2-2 count is hit high in the air, but foul out of play. So Pat Costin staying alive at the plate. And Pat Costin, he grounded out 6-3 back in the first inning to end the inning. 2-2 count with a runner on third base. The pitch coming, it misses for ball number three. He's got a full count here, really working it well. And that's what we've really seen from Costin this season. He's able to work on base very well. One of the things that he does best. 3-2 count on the way. It's fouled back yet again, so he's fighting up there at the plate. You'll see pitch number nine coming up after this. Costin, a guy from Garnerville, New York, goes to Indiana University. Went 2-for-4 in his last game that he played at Fond du Lac back on Sunday, and he swings and misses at this pitch for strike number three, so he goes down on strikes. And once again, this is what we're seeing with the Rafters. They get a runner on third base with less than two outs, and they haven't shown that bunt attempt just yet. Now, Eric Parker was on third on a 1-1 count, but even still on the one strike count, you didn't see Costin try and put down a bunt. Maybe Akko will. He's a right-handed batter, but watch as that pitch hit the outside edge for strike number one. Akko is 0-for-1 in the game. He reached on an error in the second inning, one that was hit over to third base and couldn't quite get him at first, as the 0-1 count is inside for ball number one. It moves it 1-1. And Akko has a righty-righty matchup here with the runner on third. The 1-1 count on the way is outside again to move it 2-1. Akko not showing bunt here. The Rafters do need five runs, but they've still got plenty of time, so if you can sneak across a run here or run there, you'll be back in this game in no time. You've got to score those runs when they're in scoring position right now. 2-1 count, and it's a full swing from Costin, and he pops it up. Right over to the mound, a little bit to the right side of the infield, and it'll be the first baseman, Colton Roquemore, who makes the catch for out number two. And it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi, who will step into the batter's box with two outs and a runner on third. Eric Parker's been over there since Pat Costin's plate appearance. A strikeout and a pop out brings up Kobayashi, the right fielder for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup with two away. The first pitch from Griffiths is outside for ball number one, and Kobayashi is 0-for-1 in the game. He struck out swinging back in the second inning. Still has that runner on third base, and Eric Parker, good runner. 1-0 count is ripped down the left field line, but foul towards the sweet spot. They got some good ice cream over there, I'll say that. They got their flavor of the day and didn't get a chance to check out their flavor of the day today, so I might have to make a stop by there after the game is over. 1-1 count. Always love getting the ice cream at a ballpark. I mean, what's better than that? 1-1 count is right down the middle for strike number two, brings it 1-2. Now, I'll tell you what's better than that. What's better than that is a hot dog at a baseball game. Now, that's my go-to food. Whenever I'm going to a baseball game, it's always a hot dog. Ice cream is a great second option as well. It goes after the hot dog, though. 1-2 count is fouled back, and it stays 1-2. And I'm always interested to hear what your favorite food is at a baseball park. You know, some people just like to go for, you know, something like a beer. You know, don't necessarily go for food. There's always great options. As just getting a piece of this one, as Hiroto Kobayashi stretches his arms and barely gets a piece. Fouls it back into the netting. It's still a 1-2 count. There's some good concessions options here at Witter Field. I tried some of the tater rounds last night. Oh, I love those. 1-2 count. This one's hit into left field. It's a flare ball that's dropping, and it gets over the glove of the shortstop. RBI single for Hiroto Kobayashi. It's the first run of the game for the Rafters. And it feels like finally they were able to drive in that runner from third. So with two away, Hiroto Kobayashi comes up with the hit. He is now 1-for-2 in the game, and it brings up Jack Guerrero with two outs and the runner on first. Jack Guerrero, the left-handed hitting third baseman for the Rafters. He steps into the batter's box after striking out looking in the second inning. Kobayashi over there on first base. Got two away in the top of the fifth inning. It's 5-1 pitch spitters, and the first pitch to Guerrero taken on the outside edge for strike number one. On deck, it's Royce Clayton Jr., and, well, the three of Kobayashi, Guerrero, and Clayton all struck out in the second inning against Griffiths. And Kobayashi got that changed here his second time up against Griffiths as Guerrero fouls one back, brings the count 0-2. So we'll see if Guerrero is able to avoid doing the same as he did in the second inning. You know, when I bring up all these patterns that I like to see in the games, it's always because of a superstitious thing, as this one is fouled away by Guerrero, so he stays alive at the plate. And baseball players are very suspicious, superstitious human beings. That's what I've learned in my years in baseball. Everyone's got their own superstitions, so you never know which pattern is going to matter. 0-2 count to Guerrero, misses way outside, and a nice pickup by Broski behind the plate. He's able to save the ball from getting away, keeps Kobayashi on first. Kobayashi had the RBI single last at bat. Guerrero up for his fifth pitch of the plate appearance. The 1-2 count, Kobayashi taking off, but it's a swing and a miss from Guerrero, and that is out number three here in the fourth inning. Rafters, they score one run on one hit. There was one error, and there was one runner left on base. As we hit the fifth inning, it's 5-1 Traverse City here on WFHR Wisconsin.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.